Bad Christmas jokes. Would you, no, I'm gonna start. I like this one.
These are like bad dad Christmas jokes.
Yeah, bad dad. So Val, what does Santa use to clean his sleigh?
I don't know. What does he use?
Comet. That poor reindeer.
Good morning, Ken. Hey, you should remember that one because Ken likes his bad dad jokes.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
remember that one, Ken.
Yeah.
What do you call an elf wearing earmuffs?
I don't know.
Whatever you want. He can't hear you.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Murray.
Murray who?
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
How is Christmas like a day at the office?
I don't know. How is Christmas like a day at the office?
You do all the work and the fat guy in the suit gets all the credit.
Oh, oh. I remember those days. I was the fat guy. I am 2 pounds away from losing 30 pounds.
Oh, 2 pounds
away. Yes. I'm so
excited. 2 pounds away from gaining 30 pounds.
So I'm hoping before Christmas, I've lost the 30, and then Christmas Day, maybe I can gain it all back.
There you go.
Yeah, that turkey's mine.
mine.
All right. What's the difference between the regular alphabet and the Christmas alphabet?
I don't know. What?
The Christmas alphabet has no L.
Feliz Navidad. That means Merry Christmas in Spanish. Say it. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
He should give up.
Hey, Scott, why did the gingerbread man visit the doctor?
I don't know, Val.
He felt crummy.
Val, what do you call an elderly snowman?
What?
Water!
Oh. There have been whole shows devoted to the sadness that brings.
Yes. And even sequels.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. What is it called when a snowman has a temper tantrum?
I don't know.
A meltdown?
Where do snowmen do their Christmas shopping, Val?
I don't know where.
On the winternet. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You Why don't snowmen get married, Scott?
I think maybe they're missing something.
They always get cold feet.
Oh, my mistake. What do you call a snowman's dog?
Well, I don't know. What?
A slush puppy. last one, Val.
How do you scare a snowman?
I don't know.
With a hairdryer.
You'd scare me with a hairdryer, too. All right. I missed one this morning. Tweedle Food Bank wants to let everybody know they're going to be open Tuesday, December 23rd because of Christmas. And Tuesday, December 30th, because of the new year. So they're shifting days. So Tuesday, December 23rd, which is great. If you need some help, you can get some food right there before Christmas. And then again, as I said, on the 30th. All right. We wanted to throw that out. And I guess we made it through everything else, Val. Let's move on to news. And this one also should have ended up in odd news. This first story today. But I put it in here because it was fun and because all odd news stories today are about Christmas mishaps. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
So this one doesn't fit the mold, and so you...
Well it's a funny one. It could have been in Wacky But True, but here it is with Val.
All right. Police in Auckland, New Zealand are holding a man in custody, presumably awaiting a certain biological development, after he was accused of swallowing a $19,000 Fabergé egg pendant on November 28th. Officers went to Partridge Jewelers and arrested the 32-year-old man who has undergone a medical assessment. Talk about a crappy job. An officer is assigned to constantly monitor the man, Inspector Gray Anderson said. At this stage, the pendant has not yet been recovered. The egg is set with white diamonds and blue sapphires and has an 18-karat gold miniature octopus inside.
What do you have for breakfast? A Fabergé egg.
Egg. I wonder when this story came out, though, because if he hasn't had a movement since November 28th,
he's not going to.
You think they'd be going after it by now.
I do have a comment from the police officer that has been tasked with watching him, though.
You can do it.
Could you hear that?
Yes, no. I did. You can do it.
It was a little quiet, but yeah, you can do it. There you go. Is that better? Yeah, okay. All right. But because I couldn't play the Christmas song I wanted because of content, I made a new one. And let's do the Christmas montage and let's roll right into the new holiday song. At the end of today's script, Val, I did put the lyrics if you would like to lip sync along, since it'll, you know, it's only like 2 minutes. But on the bottom of your script, you will find the lyrics to this song. Okay.
All right. I'm scrolling. Okay.
Okay. Here we go. This is my 2025 Christmas montage.
My speech. Here's my Christmas speech. Thank you all and Merry Christmas.
Christmas is that certain glow that just can't be defined. It's a happy feeling deep inside. You get when you are kind.
Here's our first example of how you've ruined everyone's Christmas with your opinions.
If I could work my will, every idiot that goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips would be cooked with his own turkey and buried with a stake of holly through his heart.
Well,
you go and have yourself a Merry Christmas! Ebenezer Sheck!
I know all about Christmas, and I have just the book for you. Christmas for Village Idiots. It's all spelled out, see?
There's just no Christmas spirit anymore.
Boss, there isn't a right way to do Christmas. You just do it.
Yeah, it's schnitzel.
Get the eggnog.
And cheese.
And family.
Yeah.
And family.
And family.
But, of course, for my old man, Christmas was just another opportunity to let me down.
Christmas, huh? I'll give him a Christmas present he'll never forget.
Ah, I love this Christmassy time of year. Especially when everything is running happy and smooth like it is this season.
As long as there's Christmas, I truly believe that hope is the greatest of the gifts we'll receive.
Goody-goody singing. Yeah!
Who disturbs my Christmas?
You were the ones that sent me the fruitcake for Christmas. It made me so sick.
What's a Christmas, Graham? I want one.
Happy Christmas.
Oh, is it Christmas today?
Of course, madam. It's Christmas every day in heaven.
Oh, How about that?
Lola.
Oh, my God. It's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
It's Christmas in heaven. There's great films on TV. The Sound of Music twice an hour. And Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
Now, why can't that spirit, that same warm Christmas spirit, last the whole year round?
Greetings. I trust that Christmas brings you its traditional mix of good food and violent stomach cramp.
And compliments of the season to you, Beckett. May the Yuletide log slip from your fire and burn your house down.
May your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
There you go, my 2025 holiday montage. Try to get that posted on Facebook later today. And now, freshly penned last night. Was I sober?
Ha 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 ha
That's for you to decide. The title of this song is called, oh, I'm sorry, Jingle Yells.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Same old songs, jingle bells and frosty all day long. All the joy and merriment I can take while I'm stuck inside eating a fruitcake. You say it's just rocking around the Christmas tree, but why is Grandma getting run over in front of me? And what's the deal with Silent Night? Is it really silent when your cousin's picking a fight? Jingle bells, jingle yells, Christmas songs get old. The holly and jolly are just stories we've been told.
Stories we've been told.
Songs like Let It Snow, songs so cold and dreary. Romanticizing frostbite feels aggressively cheery. And what about last Christmas with a broken heart? Is that what you aim for? That's not a good start. And don't get me started on Rudolph's nose. That poor reindeer, I'm sure it just froze. And why does Carol of the Bells go on for hours? Is it a song or a countdown of the cookies I'll devour? Jingle bells, jingle yells, Christmas songs get old. The holly and jolly are just stories we've been told. And all I want for Christmas is you. Well, that's sweet, but have you seen my list too? A new phone, a card, or maybe a new bed instead of another sweater with a Santa head. Let's skip the carolers singing, fa-la-la-la. I've heard that chorus and it's lost its spark. And happy Christmas, war is over. Oh, that's deep, but it's gonna take a nap. Enjoy winter's sleep. Jingle bells, jingle yells, Christmas songs so bold. We've heard them all before. So this Christmas, I'll hang the lights and I'll drink my cheer. And never say a word about your Christmas playlist this year.
There you go. All right, brand new Christmas song. And you like that? I worked like, I don't know, 8 different holiday songs into the lyrics.
Into there?
Into the
yeah,
lyrics,
that was
so.
Pretty good.
All right. Yeah. All right. I love the writing.
So I've made myself a Christmas playlist this year with Amazon, because
okay.
I've got Amazon Music. And I know people will disagree with me strongly, because the saying that Jesus is the reason for the season. I think Yule is more cool. So my Christmas playlist has no religious songs in it.
It's all Yule stuff. All right.
It's just all Chris, Holly Jolly Christmas, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, the things that, are
would you add,
secular.
Now, honestly, would you add that song to your Christmas playlist?
I would add that song to all my right. Christmas
well, thank
playlist.
You. Right. Did you put the one I made for you in your Christmas playlist yet?
I didn't. That's bad. Can I find it on Amazon Music?
No, you can't find it on Amazon Music.
Oh, I don't know how I add it to my playlist then.
You could probably, I could get it for you off Facebook or send you a copy.
Okay.
All right. Moving on to our bits and breaks today. We've got more of them. And up next is what cheap, terrible holiday bonuses did you get? Are you following along with me, Val?
The first one off the internet was, I work in sales for a top performing team. The entire team got the same book on how to be better at sales. And we are supposed to read this book on our downtime. And then management wants us to go over the book chapter by chapter in our weekly team meetings.
Wow. Wow. All right. Next one. I used to work at the Cheesecake Factory, and one year they gave everyone a free cheesecake from Costco. Wait a minute. A Cheesecake Factory didn't make their employees their own cheesecakes? They bought them Costco? Okay.
All right. Now, this person said that they get a mandatory work party, which will cost each of them $25.
Oh. That's the Christmas spirit, my little Smurfs.
This person says, I got an emailed gift card. Turned out it was just IT testing our spam detection knowledge and not an actual gift card.
Oh. My wife got a flyer with a QR code so she could pick her own gift from a list of 5 company-branded items. Only the checkout link is broken, so she can't order anything.
This person says, I used to work at a retail store that gave everyone who worked on Black Friday an uncooked Thanksgiving turkey. Yes, they gave us a turkey to cook for Thanksgiving the day after Thanksgiving. Well, maybe it'll be thawed out by Christmas.
Maybe.
All right, Val, this is like perfect for you. What to buy a man for Christmas?
Oh, okay. Yeah. When in doubt, buy him a cordless drill. It doesn't matter if he already has one. As a man, you can never have too many cordless drills. No one knows exactly why, but...
Thank you. I'm so excited. I just got my third drill. Actually, I bought a package, and it didn't come with one drill. It came with two.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it like an impact and then?
Yeah.
And
me, I'm cheap. I bought them on Facebook. Marketplace.
Nice.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
So, because I couldn't afford good ones.
You never know when one's gonna, die.
That's
or
right. That's
whatever.
Right. I'm
prepared. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Are we going back and forth?
Sure. If you are really, really broke, buy him anything for his car. A 2-cent ice scraper. A 2-cent ice scraper. $2.
$2.
Okay. A small bottle.
It says $2 cent.
$2 cent. I'm not saying it. A small bottle of de-icer or something to hang from his rearview mirror. Men loves gifts for their cars. Nobody knows why.
Brad would want something bigger, like, a carburetor or something like that.
Fat wheels.
Yeah. Never buy men bathrobes. If God had wanted men to wear bathrobes, he wouldn't have invented sweatpants and sports team jerseys.
Let's see. Buy men label makers. Almost as good as a cordless drill. Mm-hmm. I have one. Maybe I need a second. Within a couple of weeks, there will be labels on everything.
Toaster. Coffee pot.
Fridge.
Men enjoy danger. That's why they never cook, but they will barbecue. Get him a monster barbecue with a 100-pound propane tank. Tell him the gas line leaks and he'll be even more excited.
Well, good. Give me a cigarette. It's hard to beat a really good wheelbarrow or an aluminum extension ladder. Never buy a real man a step ladder. That's what upside down 5-gallon buckets are for. And as a guy, I can say, I've done that. Step stool, just toss me that bucket.
That's right. And then last one we have on our list is rope. Men love rope. It takes them back to their cowboy origins. Nothing says love like 100 feet of rope.
Guess
you know what I would say with Trump rope? Trump's rope would be load straps. I feel like men can never have enough load straps.
Load straps,
Brad's got, 4 behind the seat of the pickup, and then there's another 4 in the box on the trailer. Yeah, you have to have load straps everywhere.
All right, but one word of warning. If you give him 100 feet of rope and he looks at you and says, what are you doing tonight? Run.
What was the old saying that we used to hear about rope? Give him rope and he'll hang himself. You know, that. Yeah, that's kind of that, you know, you give him any little bit of space and he's going to get himself in trouble with
you,
it.
You shouldn't have. I mean, you really shouldn't have.
Really, really.
All right, decoration-related accidents, Val. Give us the lowdown.
All right, decorations were one of Clark Griswold's favorite parts of the holidays in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, but unfortunately for the Griswolds and their neighbors, that overzealous love led to a lot of problems. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission noted that 13,000-plus people were treated in the ER for holiday decorating-related injuries. Most commonly treated were older adults hanging outdoor lights, patients that had consumed alcohol while decorating.
Okay.
Evidently, they injure the wrists and shoulders when they do that, and children attempting to help but develop concussions or head lacerations. When getting festive with holiday decorations, making safety a priority can help your holiday traditions from becoming a holiday tragedy. Additional data shows
5,800 accidents occur when people fall putting up decorations during the holiday season.
Wow. 2,000 people every year are treated for lacerations, sprains, and more due to tripping over extension cords.
50% of Christmas tree fires happen between December 22nd and January 5th due to faulty lights, candles, and more.
Do people still put candles on their Christmas trees?
Doesn't somebody whisper in your head, bad idea?
Yeah, bad idea. Some people never learn, though. We have an acquaintance recently who thought they'd throw gasoline on a fire.
What's wrong with that? You just have... So if you're going to do that, you just have to be really clever about it. You need to have like a trebuchet or something. So you can have the gasoline in the you know, the balloon and just propel it into the fire pit for a thrilling explosion. My favorite thing, and you'll appreciate this, I don't know if I ever got to do it to you when I had the place up at Kettle Falls, but when I had a group of people and we're going to have a campfire, I make a trail of gasoline to the fire pit. Seriously. So I make a trail and the line goes for probably about 30 feet and then it does a massive spiral all the way around the fire pit and then into the fire pit, right, with the gasoline. So everybody stands back so no one gets hurt by the explosion, and you light it, and it takes off, and it runs that 30 feet, and it does the giant spiral round and round the fire pit, and then it hits the inside and goes, woof, and it's impressive. And slightly dangerous. Kids, do not try that at home.
I was going to say, do not try this at home.
I have had a mishap doing it before. I remember one time I had a date, and she looked at me with this horrible look on her face and says, are you sure you should be doing this? Don't worry, I've almost Darwin myself 10 times. I know what I'm doing.
It's not you that's going to be hurt. It's me if something goes wrong.
For me, it'll be something with the hair.
I love my mic muted.
Here we go. Part two. Thanks for coming back. It's KCHW Chihuahua 102.7. Looking at 8:30 right now. You know, I can push off birthdays and the other stuff. I have more Christmas stuff. A couple fun games, I think, that we could play.
Okay, take us off. Put us back on Facebook, though.
Oh, you want to see my face? Nobody wants to see that, Val. Really? All right, there you go. Now
you
can
right,
release
thank
Val.
You.
All right, you're welcome. All right, this is called What's the Christmas Song? Okay, we've talked a lot about Christmas songs. Now, if you remember, I gave you this test a few years ago, and you didn't do very well.
Okay, well, maybe I'll remember from then.
I easied it up for you.
Okay? Oh, thank you.
So I'm going to give you a sentence. You tell me what the Christmas song is, okay?
Okay.
Apply ornamental decorative items to the house's connective passageways.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Well, there you go. To make clinking or tinkling sounds using hollow objects, typically made of metal and having the shape of a deep inverted cup widening at the lip that sounds a clear musical note when struck, typically by means of a clapper inside.
Is it, of the bells, what's the first part of it? I don't know. It's something bells, of the bells. What's the
Carol of the Bells? Is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of, is Carol of the Bells, or is it Jingle Bells?
It's Jingle Bells. There you go. You got
it. Okay.
I like that from the song we played earlier, that line. That was one of the favorite ones I wrote forget it. I'm going to keep going. My parents' mother was involved in an unexpected trampling incident.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Okay, don't yell at me. I witnessed with my own eyes, my mother engaged in an embrace with an overweight bearded man.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, these are too easy. Hollow objects typically made of metal and having the shape of a deep inverted cup, widening at the lip. The sound makes a queer musical note when struck, typically by means of a clapper inside made from a white ductile metal element with the atomic symbol of Ag.
Silver bells.
Yeah, you got it because of that atomic symbol.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Otherwise, I was like, okay, what other bell song is there?
Carol of the Bells. We already covered that.
Right.
Is it a song or a countdown to how many cookies I'm going to eat?
Exactly.
A complete absence of sound during the time from sunset to sunrise.
Silent night. You really dumbed these down for me, didn't you?
I did. A period of 1 5/7 weeks revolving around a winter holiday celebrated on the 25th of December.
The 12 days of Christmas.
There you go. In our sincerest desire for you to experience a December 25th full of cheerfulness and gaiety, we
wish you a Merry Christmas. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
The only thing I desire to acquire on the 25th of December is a pair of processes attached to the forward section of my jaw serving for the prehension and mastication of food.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Good job. How do you feel?
I feel really good. I mean, like I could, conquer anything today.
All right. Christmas fact or fiction then. Dun, dun, dun.
I stepped right into that one.
You did. At least you didn't swallow the egg like that other guy.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
How would you look at a Fabergé egg and go, hey, I think I can swallow this?
Well, it was Fabergé egg pendant, though, so maybe it was smaller.
Smaller egg. Okay.
Yeah.
Traditional Christmas dinner in early England that was the head of a pig prepared with mustard. Is that fact or fiction, Val? Traditional Christmas dinner in early England. Head of a pig prepared with mustard.
I'm going to say that's fact.
It is fact because, well, the English are weird.
They eat stuff like blood pudding and...
Yeah. Delaware was the first U.S. state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday. Fact or fiction? It's a dumb one.
I know they were the first state, so I'm going to say that's fact.
It is not. It's fiction. First state to acknowledge Christmas as official was Alabama.
Really? Yeah. Alabama?
Fact or fiction, Val? Busiest shopping day of the year is always the day after Thanksgiving.
Day after Christmas, I think, so I'm going to say that's fiction.
It is fiction. For good luck, an artificial spider and a web are often included in the decorations on Ukrainian Christmas trees.
I believe that's fact.
It is fact. Good job. You're doing well. One out of every 7 Christmas trees is grown and then shipped from China.
Fiction.
It is fiction. We don't get any trees from China. That's one thing we have enough of. Barely, though. Barely. You still have to plant
the fake ones. I'm sure the fake ones all come from China.
Well, if you did not have any other trivia questions you wanted to throw out, I will move on. All right. I think we can head off to today's odd news.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
It's the world of strange. A world gone wacky.
Out here, due process is a bullet.
And some of the scariest people on the planet.
I think you're bluffing.
Be afraid.
You know, you look mighty pretty when you get mad. It's your odd news on KCHW.
Just sit back and enjoy the show.
There we go. It is the Tuesday edition, the holiday edition of your odd news. We kick it off with the news attack where the first part's real and the second part always a bad joke. And here comes my sister Val.
Research shows that people are choosing to call Uber rather than an ambulance. Now, for a little extra, the driver will stick his head out the window and make that siren noise.
Wee-oo, wee-oo. Or he could do the French one. Ah, ah. No.
I went Uber faster than an ambulance.
2/3 of adult internet users have Googled themselves, which strangely sounds way dirtier than anything else you can find on the internet.
What do you do for entertainment? I Google myself.
Yeah.
A study found you're more likely to have a heart attack on Christmas Eve.
Huh.
Anything to keep from spending Christmas with the in-laws.
Sorry, you can't come over. I'm planning a heart attack.
Yeah.
Christmas is my favorite time of the year. It's time of year when I gather my family around the tree and then trick them into investing in my new Ponzi scheme.
Bitcoin scheme?
Yeah.
Here's a safety tip for those of you with live Christmas trees. Grab it by the trunk and shake it. If the needles fall off, you forgot to water it. If the branches fall off, you forgot to spray for termites. If the angel falls off, you forgot to go to church.
That's good. Here's a new flash from the North Pole. Santa is asking the owners of houses that are last on his delivery schedule to forget the cookies and just leave him a large glass of Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, boy. Oh, Ken thinks today is Val Warms Your Heart Day. Oh, sorry, that's every day.
What?
Oh, here you go. The big day is almost here, which means it's time to break out Grandma's favorite Christmas movie, Die Hard.
She loves it.
When it's
this close to Christmas, it tends to make people stop, reflect, and be thankful. Thankful that some stores are open for 24 hours.
Hey, if you want to watch a, you know, die hard similar movie, which is supposedly Christmas, but not really Christmas, watch The Fat Man with Mel Gibson.
Really?
Yes.
I can't watch Mel Gibson anymore.
Oh, it's yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He's canceled. And, you know, I'm not a cancel culture person, but he canceled himself for me. I got the same problem with Sylvester Stallone now. Big Sylvester Stallone fan. Love Tulsa King. I'm never watching a new movie with him for accepting that award and standing next to you-know-who in the White House.
Yeah, there is that.
Yep. Sorry, you're done. You've been, yeah.
All right, one more our news attack here. I never understood the Christmas tradition of kissing beneath the mistletoe. Apparently, there is nothing more romantic during the holidays than spreading virulent diseases under poisonous plant.
Did I write that too hard to say?
Yeah, virulent stopped me for just a minute, but I got it.
During the holidays, rather than spreading virulent diseases under a poisonous plant, just kiss. All right.
There you go.
Moving on to wacky but true. We don't add anything to these stories, but sometimes sound effects. This first one, a Cousin Eddie display in Kentucky apparently looked a little too real, and police were called to check it out. Of course, Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. It looked a little too real, and after receiving a call, a dispatcher described the scene to responding officers as a male standing outside, and he's naked, and he has a robe covering parts of his body. I'm going to skip that next one. And the next one. Officers arrived at the home to find a mannequin in the yard that looked like Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. It was decorated with a robe, a hat, a cigar, and a beer, and was holding what appeared to be an orange hose. Homeowner Joni Keeney said she decided to put up the display from her favorite Christmas movie to have some fun. Responding officers did get a laugh and took some photos with the display. Wow. I love the fact that they took the time. to take the pictures with it. That's sweet.
All right. Oh, goodness.
Here we go.
That's the Christmas spirit, my little Smurfs.
There you go. Val.
Two UMass students went full-on stupid and tried to get away with stealing a Christmas tree the Boy Scouts were selling to raise money for local troops. They were apparently put up to this by a dare from a third party. Their charges included larceny and a $250 fine.
Ooh.
From now on, gang, we won't let Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Or those guys. Some folks like to imbibe the holiday spirit a bit too much. Woman in South Carolina stabbed a man with a ceramic squirrel on Christmas for coming home without beer. Yes, you read that right. When officers confronted her, she tried to say she slipped and fell, but couldn't explain her bloody hands and the bloody squirrel. Wow. She was charged with criminal domestic violence. Side note, somewhere in South Carolina, there could be a bloody ceramic squirrel sitting inside an evidence bag. Ooh. Wow.
Did you come home without the beer?
Huh? Come home without the beer? Don't come home without the beer. All right. Stuck inside a chimney. Oh, this always happens.
There's always one, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
A man nicknamed the Santa Claus Burglar was stuck in a chimney for 6 hours while trying to escape the scene. Seattle firefighters pulled the naked, yes, naked, for unclear reasons, man from the chimney after a neighbor reported someone screaming for help. The man claimed his friend, who presumably was also on the roof with him, tossed his backpack into the chimney and he was trying to retrieve it. Apparently his clothes also burned up somewhere in the mix. He was charged with residential burglary and 17-month jail sentence.
You know, there's a special song that comes to mind. Chestnuts okay. roasting on a...
Oh.
Was that wrong?
No, that was perfect.
All right. Here's what the cop said when he got him pulled out of the chimney.
You stink. You smell like beef and cheese. You don't smell like Santa.
Exactly.
Beef and cheese.
What's better than a naked Santa in your chimney? Safe to say, people associate snow with Christmas, at least in New England, where I live. And there's something special about that bright and soft white powder being part of it. In this case, Santa brought snow, all right. But the snow was actually cocaine. Police in Rio de Janeiro found Santa and his Santa dolls filled with cocaine and ornaments filled with marijuana. And this is what he was doing.
I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not.
Uh-uh.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Nah.
Especially when we make toys.
Yeah. All right.
Either you love or hate the drunken tradition of SantaCon, where a bunch of drunken Santas troll the streets of numerous cities in a massive pub crawl. During this drunken revelry, one Santa decided to con the bank and make off with an undisclosed amount of stolen cash. He then disappeared into the crowd just exactly like him and was never caught.
Ooh.
The Santa Claus in the lobby wants to kill me.
Oh. Here's the situation. Two men, Walmart. Man one fakes a heart attack in front of the security guards to create a diversion. Man two uses this diversion to make it out the front door with $369 worth of toys. Once man two leaves, man one suddenly feels okay and attempts to leave in the same car as man two. That's when they got caught. The Christmas version.
I got my two hands up. I surrender. Come and lock me up. Here forever.
Yeah.
A man was charged with DUI and 18 counts of kidnapping and assaulting an officer after he was arrested during a South Carolina Christmas parade. He was driving a float full of children and adults from a local dance studio while drunk. At one point during the parade, he pulled out to pass the truck in front of him and sped down Main Street for 3 miles, running a red light in the process.
Wow. Do you ever pass anybody in a parade? You get overly excited.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him.
I know him.
I can do one better, Val. A man dressed as Santa attacked a 74-year-old woman with a 2x4 plank at a mall in Atlanta. Wow.
What?
There didn't seem to be a motive, and he also threatened other bystanders with the 2x4 plank in case they tried to intervene. He was charged with two counts of aggravated assault.
The Grinch hated Christmas, the whole Christmas season.
He also hated old ladies.
Please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right.
Yeah.
But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
Obviously.
Obviously. Oh, he was trying to do the grandma got run over by a reindeer thing, I think.
Grandma got hit by a 2x4.
Oh. Walking through the mall on Christmas Eve.
It kind of works. We can work that one out.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. While most of us dream of a white Christmas, this guy from California was dreaming of a green Christmas. He allegedly packaged and handed out marijuana in napkins to customers at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Monterey. He approached customers while they were eating and told them Santa had a gift for them. When police searched him, they found over 2 pounds of prepackaged marijuana. He was arrested for furnishing marijuana.
Oh, that reminds me of another story.
On this Christmas Eve, I just want to say, watch out for drunk drivers. And don't pick up anybody who might puke in your cab.
All right. Next time you think about stealing that baby Jesus from the local church, think again, because it could be implanted with a GPS tracker. That's right. Woman was arrested in Florida on theft of the baby Jesus. Who does that? I'm going to steal that baby Jesus. I've always wanted my own baby Jesus.
Have you found Jesus?
I stole them out of the back of an ice truck. Woman was arrested in Florida on the theft of the baby Jesus after GPS tracked it down. This is supposedly a fairly common crime during this season, and a number of churches have now started to use GPS and camera systems to deter and locate thieves. Turns out, ice had them all along. A whole truckload of little baby Jesuses.
No. So bad.
And you know why?
They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open a minute or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo.
There you go. One more.
Oh, by the way, don't eat the yellow snow.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
Val does. I can't believe how many times I've tricked you with that. It's like every year she still doesn't get it.
Every year I think you'll be nice to me on Christmas. Every year.
Yeah, that's so
every year
happening.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. If it's not the creepy present, it's something else, right?
Yes.